That song is called Back to You, and it's by a band called Fly Moon Royalty. They're a Seattle band, and legendary DJ Marco Collins describes their sound as indie soul. Collins told Bill Radke about how he first discovered their music and why more of us should be listening to them.
And when I first sort of discovered them, it was from seeing that Dobe, Welcome to Dobe documentary.
Do you, the San Juans?
Yeah. So Dobe has become a huge sort of movement, right, of sound. You know, there's the concert out there. Everybody, you know, camps and plays around the campfire in the forest and whatnot. It's really grown. And it's very acoustic-oriented, right? Well, I saw this movie, and all of a sudden, there's a soul group playing out there and just cranking it out. There's nothing acoustic about this group in any way, shape, or form. People are dancing and throwing down, and I thought, interesting dynamic, taking a soul group and putting them in the middle of this sort of acoustic scene was just really exciting to me to see where they were coming from. And they're just a duo. And again, on this record, they've stepped things up and added a drummer, a guitar player. And on the first single that we're going to hear in a second here called Grown Man, I think the sound really throws back to like Stax Records and Motown and that soul sound coming out of the South in the late 60s and early 70s.
Fly Moon Royalty, Grown Man. Why do you like this song?
I just love it, man. It's got energy, and it does throw back. Like, you hear that keyboard in the song. Mm-hmm. You don't hear that in any of their other stuff. This is finally, they're kind of stepping up their game to me, and going from being just a duo to a full band that can really sort of make the live thing blow up. I saw them a week ago at the record release party at Chop Suey, and I've never seen people dance like I saw them dance at that show. And interestingly enough, it was, you know, racially, or the crowd was the most diverse I have ever seen in Seattle. With this band, there's no boundaries. And it was one of the most inspiring, not only sets that I've seen, but just seeing the crowd interact together. These people never are in the same spot, you know, seeing these bands. And it was like, God, it was just a really inspiring moment for me.
You could say you hear Motown here.
Yeah, I think in this song, not in all of their songs, but in this song particularly, I hear, you know, a nod to that old soul sound, you know, that old Stax, you know, soul sound, or Motown, or Fame, which was the label that Capitol sort of, that was Capitol's soul label in the late 60s, early 70s. In fact, take a listen to this. This is an artist named Candy Staton from 1970.
You picked me up, oh yes you did, when nobody else would, I know you did. And you did things for me, my baby, that nobody else could, I know you did.
And, you know, the funny thing is that may or may not be a reference point for them. But it was something that I found that I thought, yeah, this I can see there's a similarity here. There's something that they're bringing out that they're nodding to from that era, from the early 70s.
Tell me about this producer and this singer.
So Mike Ilvester, also known as Action Jackson, is the producer behind the band. He writes all the music. Seattle definitely did not sound like the things that Mike grew up on, you know, listening to. Like, Mike's a hip-hop guy, and he loves a lot of old-school soul and hip-hop. Audra is just...
it's the singer, Audra
she's,
Boo.
Audra Boo is the singer, and you might see her around town. She's also been involved with theater her whole life. She is just a diva. And the rest of the world has not discovered her as a diva necessarily the way she should be recognized as a diva. When you see her perform, she just owns that stage. I ain't got no other plan. And she writes from a very interesting point of view, too. It's, you know, because she's done theater her whole life, most of her songs are written from not a first-person situation.
The characters.
They're written from the point of a director. Mm. And or an actor playing a role. Hmm. So it's always sort of one step removed lyrically for her, which I think is also really interesting.
What kind of impact is Fly Moon Royalty having around Seattle?
Right now things are blowing up for those guys. Tomorrow night they're going to be playing with the Seattle Symphony, the entire symphony, which, you know... At Benaroya Hall. That's something that they've never done before.
And how's that mix going to work?
I don't know, but it's exciting to me, you know, putting an entire orchestra behind what they do. I can't wait to see what it's going to sound like.
Take us out on one more song. What do you want to play?
This is my second favorite song on the record. This was written by Audra, and it's also from a perspective, another person's perspective. It's called I Miss Her. I know. And to me, it's just also the most simple, honest, pure form of their songwriting. And I just love it. I just think it's... I love her singing in a lower register. And it's just a very, you know, it's a very sweet love song.
That was Seattle DJ Marco Collins speaking with Bill Radke, and he was talking about Seattle band Fly Moon Royalty and their new record, Delicious Trouble. They'll be appearing with the Seattle Symphony Orchestra at Benaroya Hall tomorrow. We've tweeted out one of their music videos, so check them out.